Chapter 14. It was the prospect of the Muir being on planet that set things in motion. Aside from the mystery over what happened to its passengers and crew, there was the desire to secure its cargo. The colony ship should have more badgers and a wealth of other supplies that could serve Camp Ohio well, assuming it was still functional. Lieutenant Sherman pushed for launching an ODARK 30 recon, relying on Leanna to bring them to her O-Say. She was receptive to the idea. It grew easier to understand her the more they spoke, and her confidence in speaking English, what she called Brody, grew. Alexa did much to bridge the divide. Captain Bosa sat in his chair, legs crossed, listening to the discussion before coming to a decision.
It seems to me the only course of action we have is to move forward. I believe it's time to locate the Muir and assess what has become of it.
This would be a lot easier if we could just get a definitive answer out of Leanna, Reet said, quickly adding, no offense.
O-Say,
she answered, and began doodling on the tablet again. Reet and Alexa had been trying to pry information from her about her people, their numbers and capabilities, their technology and dwellings. But she had been tight-lipped about it all. It wasn't that she didn't understand them. She simply wasn't willing to say. Reet watched her work on the tablet. Her latest drawing was clear enough.
It's a bird, Sherman said, leaning back in his chair.
It's not just a bird, Reet said. It's a rank insignia. Alexa peered at the image, then smiled at Leanna the way a teacher would an elementary school student.
A full bird, Colonel? That is an easier match than the ship was.
Sherman raised an eyebrow.
Sir, any idea who it could be?
Could have been, the captain corrected.
Any number of people. A company of combat engineers along with Marines to relieve us. Not to mention whatever Space Force personnel were coming inbound.
It wasn't a happy thought. If Alexa's timeline was right, all of those people were long dead. The best-case scenario, beyond finding the Muir and its stores, was that the original crew had ingrained the necessary values and skills in their offspring to make them a force for good. So far, Leanna seemed like a hopeful example of that. Reet liked her. They were mind-numbingly far from Earth, and yet she somehow felt like the girl next door. Alexa, Reet said, a new thought coming to his mind. Would the other ships have had AIs as well? Like you?
That was the plan, Dr. Roman answered.
Reet imagined that if he had access to a bottle, the doctor would be drunk right now. He hadn't shaken his morose attitude since the discovery.
Variants of Alexa. None as advanced as her, because I wasn't there to make it so, of course.
Is there any way to detect another AI? Reet asked. Alexa inclined her head as though thinking, but again it was Roman who spoke.
Only if they still have a working shipboard communications array, and someone who knows how to operate it, so, no.
I am unique in my ability to exist outside of the ship's internal systems, Alexa added. My counterparts were likely trapped inside the system, unable to reach help through their comms array, and forced to wait out the remaining runtimes until power finally failed. Not a pleasant thought.
It sounded like starving to death. Reet hadn't thought of the plight of an AI in such terms before.
But if we restore power, there's a chance they'll be all right, isn't there? The AI, I mean. Assuming they didn't have catastrophic memory loss, they might be able to tell us something about what happened.
I suppose, Roman sighed.
Sir, Sherman interjected, standing from his chair to stretch. It's closing in on 2300 hours local time, and I think we all know what we need to do. We need to go find the Muir, interview whoever's there, and begin to recover as much equipment as possible. Our orders might be hundreds of years old, but they haven't been countermanded or revoked. We're still here to build up Camp Ohio and establish a colony for anyone who follows. Am I correct, sir?
You are correct, Bosa concurred. Thank you for putting it so succinctly. I'm not inclined to let this wait any further. At 0300 hours, I want our most knowledgeable on it. That means Sergeant Tran's team, given their patrolling.
Reet offered a suggestion.
Captain, why not approach in force? We have all the badgers in the field.
Keeping them for defenses is reason one. Two is that rolling up on a potential colony with a badger and a large force of armed men might send the wrong message. A more subtle approach is in order. Let's make sure we don't create enemies out of friends.
Roger, Sherman said. I'll prepare for the mission.
I'm sending Reach, Lieutenant Sherman. I understand Tran's squad is first platoon, but they can handle themselves without an officer, and Reach's rapport with the girl is important. You and I will prepare to brief the rest of the men. They need to know what's happened. Let's make this mission a success. Dismissed.
Reach forced himself to sleep in the brief hours before their operation. He hoped Leanna did the same. Alexa offered to provide guard duty, which, while unorthodox, seemed to help put the woman at ease. Leanna seemed to understand what was expected of her. She even seemed excited about it. Now, Reach and Leanna stood at the edge of the perimeter, waiting for Tran and his team to arrive. They soon did, and if they were bothered at being recalled so soon, they didn't show it.
Lieutenant Reach, Sergeant Tran said as he approached. With all due respect, would have preferred we went right back out to find the Rupak camp instead of hitting the rack in between.
Sorry, Sergeant, Reach said. We're not looking for Rupak this time. Interrogation of the prisoner, her name's Leanna, has changed our priorities.
Apparently so, sir, he said, nodding to the woman.
She's no longer a prisoner, I take it.
She's not, Reach confirmed.
Here's the situation. We arrived late to Amir. We believe the follow-up ship has already arrived, and Leanna here is an offspring of those survivors.
Offspring, sir? Unga asked, his face taut. As in, it's been a long-ass time?
Roger, we don't know how long. Don't even know if what I'm telling you is true, but it's our best guess. Captain Bosa and Lieutenant Sherman will be briefing the rest of the company while we're out.
Well, shit, Corporal Day said. If all that's true, I guess that means I don't have to see my mother-in-law ever again.
What am I going to do without that bullshit in my life?
You're making a joke out of this? Kreese said, squinting at the other man. You're seriously making a joke. You're not going to see your wife again either, Days. Shit. My sister was supposed to meet us here on the next boat, asshole. Now she's long dead and I'll never get to see her again.
Reach was tempted to remind the men that this was still a theory, unconfirmed. But instead, he let the men have their moment. They needed to begin accepting what he felt confident was the truth. It would take a long time to process this. For all of them. Corporal Vance nodded at Reach.
What about you, sir? Who did you leave behind?
Reach took a moment to think about whether he wanted to reveal anything personal. These Rangers were vulnerable, though. They were expressing their feelings and beginning to mourn as the news sunk in.
I didn't leave anyone behind, he said. At least nobody who would miss me.
That's depressing, said Massaw.
Reach shrugged.
On the bright side, no bills either. And I don't think I'll be filing a tax return ever again.
His words brought a sad smile to a few of their faces. Leanna had been looking on in silence, but now she said,
Is Osei?
Yes, they're Osei too, replied Reach.
Sergeant Tran, show her your colors.
Tran turned and showed the American flag on his shoulder. The rest of the team followed suit.
Osei, Leanna said, smiling.
Osei, confirmed Reach, just like you and me.
Leanna, she whispered, pointing to herself.
The Rangers looked up at the sound of her voice. She repeated it, watching them carefully.
I'm Leanna.
The rest of the team went through introductions, feeling awkward at having skipped the formality, Reach most of all.
So where's she from? Tran whispered.
Osei. USA, Reach explained. Via the Muir, as I said. But that may be 10 generations back at this point. We're still trying to figure all that out.
She's pretty,
Kreese observed.
Yeah, Tran said. But she could also be a relative, don't forget that, West Virginia.
The joke made the other Rangers laugh and helped clear the air of melancholy. They settled into business-like expressions, their training and purpose overcoming the existential Molotov cocktail that Reach had just dropped in their laps.
Tran turned to reach.
So what's the plan, sir?
For right now, I mean, he said, gesturing to his men.
The plan is to see if Lyanna will lead us to her people. We'll gather some intel and make friends if we think we can do it, Reach replied. I think it's safe to say we've already made a friend in Lyanna.
Friend, she said, pointing to herself.
Reach pointed to the American flag painted on his armor.
Osei, let's go find the others.
He gestured to the forest.
Which way to your people?
Lyanna's face went from confusion to realization, and then to worry. Finally, she nodded, took Reach by his armored glove, and did the same with Tran.
This way, she said.
Not exactly the formation I had in mind, Tran said, politely removing his hand and signaling for his men to move out.
As long as it gets us to her people, replied Reach, his hand still in Lyanna's.
Gonna be tough to shoot commies with only one hand, Tran observed dryly.
Reach nodded and gently pulled away, patting his rifle when Lyanna turned to see why. She nodded and moved to his side, allowing the squad to form up under Tran's directives. The team checked out and moved into the darkness. It was a totally different experience for Reach than watching it broadcast. The sounds and smells were heady and almost overwhelming.
Quiet, Lyanna whispered, touching her lips with two fingers. Is Sota too?
Reach nodded and touched his own lips the same. They crept slowly through the pre-dawn night. The forest was alive with chewing, scratching creatures. Once in a while, someone would catch a glimpse of something, but it would vanish back into the darkness as quickly as it appeared. Lyanna grabbed Reach's arm, pointed at the ground in front of them, and signed something incomprehensible.
Wait, Reach instructed the team across their private implant channel. Lyanna sees something.
Using his low light vision, he studied what she was pointing at. A small pile. Droppings, maybe? He didn't see the significance.
Too bad she doesn't have an implant, Tran whispered. Make life easier.
She's pointing at something on the ground. Whatever it is, she's worried about it.
Show me, Tran said, emerging from the shadows to join Reach.
Lyanna was now squatting low, pointing emphatically.
Looks like a mound of turds, Tran transmitted.
He whispered to Lyanna.
Thanks, darling. I'll be sure not to step in it.
Lyanna looked back and forth between Tran and Reach, obviously dissatisfied with their response. She jabbed her finger at it again, then made chewing motions with her hand and mouth.
Bad. Bad news.
What's she talking about, sir? Tran asked. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing she's trying to say whatever left this here is something we should watch out for. Something that likes to chew on things like us.
The sergeant sighed.
Roger that. Add it to the list with Rupak.
Found something, Sarge, Day whispered across the comm.
Reach looked over. Day was standing before a particularly thick tree ahead. A split second later, Lyanna charged forward, grabbed Day and put him in a headlock, then she tried to drag him away. The ranger easily escaped her hold, then punched her in the leg and the ribs before turning on her, the barrel of his rifle pointed at her nose.
At ease, Reach hissed. I think she's trying to help you.
Help,
Lyanna parroted. The ranger lowered his rifle and looked around.
Crazy way to go about doing it.
Lyanna scowled at Day, rubbing her ribs before pointing to more excrement on the ground, then pointing to a hole at the base of the tree Day had been standing near.
Move.
Day obeyed, but not with the urgency Lyanna must have expected. She sighed, found a small stick, and began digging through the scat with it.
The hell is she doing? Kreese whispered. We don't have time.
A moment later, she dropped the stick and held something else up in the dim moonlight for everyone to see. It looked like a shiny piece of a branch. Reach stepped closer.
Is that what I think it is? He whispered.
Lyanna nodded.
Bad news.
What? Tran asked.
It's a bone, Reach transmitted. A human arm bone. In the shit. Like it got swallowed whole.
The rangers were already alert.
but now they looked around like they were expecting some monster to appear at any moment.
In the tree, Lyanna said, throwing an angry look at Day. Move.
She motioned for them to follow her and took a wide path around the area.
Maybe she's not so bad to have around, Day transmitted.
Tell her that, Reach answered.
Hey, Lyanna, Day whispered. Sorry I punched you. Osei.
Osei, she whispered back. Jerk.
When Lyanna had led them to wherever she felt they needed to be, she stepped aside, and Tran was on the implant.
Back in formation. Let's head out.
Darkness continued its reign, and Reach wondered how much longer they'd have until sunrise. Lyanna, lacking night vision like the others, had some difficulty, but she seemed to know the terrain well enough not to have to rely on Reach. They crossed over a small ravine, only a meter wide, but nearly 20 meters down, and discovered torn-up soil on the other side. Every tree was knocked over as if by a powerful wind.
Think this is from another alien monster? Kreese asked.
Let's just keep moving, Day said.
Anything attacks, we jack it up.
Yeah, I guess.
Kreese climbed on top of a fallen tree trunk and looked around.
Ravine goes on for about a half mile.
Volcano?
Not an active one, Reach offered.
Kreese hopped off the log, down onto the other side, and his landing was punctuated by a loud snap.
Shit!
Unga rushed to the log, rifle brought to bear.
You good?
Yeah,
Kreese grunted.
Legs caught in some kind of trap. Can feel it poking between the breaks in my armor at the ankle.
He struggled to free himself.
Damn, what the hell is this?
Reach clambered across the trunk, being careful where he placed his feet. He set his rifle down, got on his hands and knees, and inspected the ranger's leg. It had gone into the soil up to the knee.
I'm going to try and stand up, Kreese said.
No, don't do that. Anything but that, Reach answered. Bring Lyanna.
She arrived a few seconds later, escorted by Sergeant Tran. Reach helped her over the fallen tree, practically picking her up. She felt as light as a child, though she was by no means slight. Perhaps that had something to do with the strength enhancements done on him while he was in cryo. Lyanna seemed to recognize what had happened. She took Reach's hand, placed it on top of Kreese's knee, and pressed down.
Push.
Easy, Kreese said, apprehension dripping in his voice.
Think she knew about this trap?
Sergeant Tran asked.
Maybe, Reach answered. But if she's out to get us, she's doing a terrible job.
Lyanna slowly moved her hand around Kreese's leg, feeling for something. Then she hissed, pulled her hand back, and plunged a finger into her mouth before probing the trap with her other hand. Her eyes narrowed in concentration. Apparently, she'd found whatever she'd been looking for. She pulled and was rewarded with an audible click. With her free hand, she grabbed Reach's wrist and pulled up.
Okay, now.
I think she wants you to lift your leg out, Reach said. But let's do it slowly, just in case.
Roger, Kreese replied, sounding less than confident.
But he did as he was told and was free a few seconds later. Reach could now see that Lyanna was holding onto the end of a hand-woven rope, and in the hole where Kreese's leg had been were sharpened spikes like a metallic jaw full of fangs. She released the rope, and the jaw snapped shut.
Damn, Tran said. Ain't seen anything like that in a long time.
Hopefully we don't see it again, Sergeant, said Day.
Every pair of eyes was on Lyanna.
Thank you, Reed said.
Hua,
she answered.